Hello, my beautiful, beautiful love. I just want to say a huge thank you for subscribing to my podcast. Truly, you are amazing. And as a special gift, I want to share a little bonus audio transmission on gratitude. Gratitude has changed my life in so many incredible ways, and it continues to do so on a daily basis. It feels more important than ever to keep our eyes on what's beautiful, on what's good, on what's working well, because truly we do create our reality and perspective is everything. It creates the color and texture of our experience and also what we attract. If you can get your energy into a super jazzed, super elevated place, things will just start to work out on their own. Problems will solve themselves. And everything will feel so much brighter. Together, let's take a full, big belly breath in. And letting it go with a sigh. Relax. I'm sending so much love and gratitude your way. Enjoy this audio transmission and have a beautiful, beautiful day. Today we're talking about gratitude, and I know gratitude is almost kind of cliche these days in the spiritual community, like make a gratitude list, you hear that everywhere, but it really does work, and so I just wanted to share my take, my experience with it. The way I see it, gratitude really turns up the color and the brightness of our life. So if you imagine your life like a picture, a drawing, you're turning up the saturation, you're turning up the exposure. It's just creating this juicy, awe-inspiring picture and experience that feels like it's worth living. And so you could live the exact same day without gratitude and it feels totally blah. And then with gratitude, it's totally huzzah! So yes, gratitude makes the day like a yippee where you just feel blessed and sparkly and shiny even though the same things might have happened externally. And in my eyes, gratitude is the secret to receiving. When you feel grateful for what you have, you get more. And when you feel grateful for things before they arrive, you're feeling the presence of them. So they come faster and in greater fullness because you're an energetic match. A couple of the ways that I like to practice gratitude or my gratitude tips are, first of all, always writing it down or speaking out loud. Not doing it in your mind. I know we all think that we can like do exercises in our mind, and maybe some people can, but I think for most of us, you might get one or two things and then you'll be off on some tangent. So always take the time to write out your appreciation, your gratitude on paper or speak it out loud. For my own personal practice, I call them lists of appreciation. And I generally set out to fill at least one page once a day. So if you're feeling short on time or tired, you could always write really big. But just kind of having that structure is helpful for me. I always start my gratitude lists with I love. And I just write down all the things I love. So it could have been tiny little moments that happened in my day. It might be bigger experiences I've had or my favorite TV show or a song I'm really liking. I just write down all the things I love. And the key here is to really feel what you're writing. So I think it helps to get super specific rather than just saying my health or my family or living in a free country. Like if you're not feeling excited about those things, it's not working. You might as well be just like watching TV or something. And so really paying attention to how you feel and writing in response to that feeling. So if you just felt warm in your heart when your neighbors smiled and waved at you in the morning, like write that moment down and relive it, re-energize yourself with it. And then I also have a gratitude rock. So I hold on to this rock, my favorite rock that I found years ago, and it just fits my hand so perfectly. So I kept it. And then before bed, I hold it in my hand and I think of the best moment of my day and just say thank you. And this practice is from a book called The Magic, which I've also linked below because that book will supercharge your gratitude game. But one cool thing I found with the rock is like just picking it up in my hand, it almost feels like it's vibrating with this like electric magical energy because I've been doing this for so long, just putting my love, my gratitude into this rock. And so every once in a while, if I know someone's going through a hard time or needs some love, I take the energy from my rock mentally and I give them all the love and the gratitude that I've put into the rock as kind of like a supercharged blast of good vibes. And I genuinely feel it and I honestly have seen the results take effect. So I think it's kind of like this magical device, almost like from a movie or a book where you supercharge it with good energy and then you can direct it anywhere in the world, to the world at large, whenever that you feel that inner calling to do so. Another tip I have for gratitude is when something triggers you to either go general or to catch the flip side. And I'll explain that briefly here. So for going general, an example would be, say a family member irritates you. They're just doing something that you think is annoying. Going general is like, wow, I'm just glad they exist. Like, I'm just glad I have a dad or a mom or a sister or an auntie. Like, some people don't have that, you know? And if they were on their deathbed, you don't want to think about that too much, but you would just have wished that you had just been so loving and kind to them and appreciated them and not gotten caught up in the small things. And so that's kind of going general. I'm just glad they exist at all. And then catching the flip side is basically like seeing the benefit or the good of something, even if it's like making you a stronger person, making you more compassionate, making you more patient. And an example for me was recently having the floors redone at my house. And at first I was just feeling all tight and constricted because I don't love having people in my space. But then I realized, wait a second, like the floors are getting redone. It could not happen without these brilliant people coming here to do what they do best, doing their genius, doing their work. I'm so grateful they're here. And so just catching the flip side when you catch yourself kind of feeling tight or constricted. Okay, so I think we should practice now. If you haven't already today, and if you have, then let's just practice some more. So I've purposely left about 5 minutes of empty space here with a little bit of music for you to grab a pen and paper or open your notes app on your phone. Or, like I said, do it out loud, and the louder and more animated, the better. For me, this looks like, I love the sunshine, I love my coffee, I love this outfit, you know, I just kind of go off like that. I love, I love, I love. Thank you to the garbage man who is currently taking my garbage. Okay. Writing it down will anchor your focus, and speaking it out loud will help you to embody the feeling even more. And really, whatever you're doing, make sure you feel it. So don't write the things that you think you should be grateful for. Write the things that you actually love, appreciate, enjoy, and are grateful exist or that you have. Because gratitude is a feeling, it's not an act. And if you're speaking words and feeling kind of sour, resistant, uncomfortable, or neutral, that's the energy you're radiating and attracting. And the goal here is really to radiate and attract that feeling of brightness, openness, feeling so blessed, lifted, expanded, excited about life, like you might just be the luckiest person alive. You have 5 minutes here now to practice gratitude in whatever way feels best to you. So let the feeling guide you. I just want to thank you so much for being a part of my life, for being a part of my community. I feel honored to have such an angelic soul like you here. Thank you, thank you, thank you. May you go forth in radiant appreciation and be a magnet for all the blessings, beauty, and wonder you so deserve. Namaste.